Science tells us that over 90% of what we think is just thoughts we've already had, meaning we're living in the past. If you want to know how to live a better, more fulfilling, more joyful life, you want to live right now, in the present. I know what I thought yesterday. The question is, what am I going to think today? It's time for a new thought. Welcome to Every Day, A New Thought. I'm Thor Chalgren. Today, I want to talk about what happens when you say, what if I don't like it? Can you turn what if I don't like it into what if I love it? Here's why this came to me. I was in the grocery store and I was at the checkout aisle. And I don't know if you've had this experience where as you get to the front of the store, whatever they want to promote is usually at the front of the store. So in this case, there at the checkout line, there was a case of LaCroix sparkling water there. And I normally get a certain kind of sparkling water. It's usually like the lemon flavor just because I'm used to that and it's what I like. And I mean, I'm not generally an adventurous person. And when I find something that I like, more often than not, I stick with what I like. But I know there are times when I should try new things. So today I'm at the checkout line and I see a new flavor of LaCroix sparkling water. And it's this. If you're watching me on YouTube, I'm holding up the can. It's flavored. It's called hibiscus, naturally essenced. So I'm thinking hibiscus is like a flower, right? How are they making, are they like putting flower taste into the water? You know, normally you're expecting fruit like berry or lemon or lime. Those I get because that's something I'm used to, but I'm thinking hibiscus, that doesn't sound like it would taste good. But I was curious and I started to think about it more and I thought, well, I lived in Hawaii, so I know what some Hawaiian essence things taste like. So what if it's good? So in my mind, I'm having this sort of conversation where I'm thinking, what if I don't like it? And it hits me like this is a perfect thing that we do so often is we get familiar, we get comfortable with something, and we don't try new things because maybe what we do is we go, but what if I don't like it? What if I don't love it? And now I think I've spent, and this is the part that sounds crazy, I've spent $4 on a case of water that maybe I won't like. And then I'll regret it and I'll be unhappy that I just didn't get the thing that I know that I like. So here's my aha moment for me in this is why not try new things? As long as the barrier of entry isn't so expensive that I'll be super regretful of making that choice. But in this case, it was $4 to try a can of hibiscus flavored LaCroix. That's the downside is if I didn't like it, then I'm only out $4. So for me, that's the way that I think about this. This actually happened the other day at the Trader Joe's that I went to where I got some oranges and I came home and tried the oranges and I'm like, these are terrible. I don't know why I didn't like them more. There was something about them. They were hard to cut. They were hard to peel. They didn't taste good. So I'm like, you know what? No big deal. There's not the usual kind of orange I get, but I like feeling adventurous. I like trying new things. And as long as the barrier of entry, as long as it's not going to cost me a lot, if I don't end up liking it, why not try new things? So my suggestion to you is when you are out and maybe you have an opportunity to try something new where in the past you're like, no, I like my old familiar. I like my creature comfort. Why not try something new? Because maybe you'll get a can of hibiscus flavored LaCroix water and you might actually like it as I did. I might get more of this in the future. So that's my suggestion. Go out and try new things. Thank you so much for listening to Every Day A New Thought. If you like today's show, please consider subscribing to the podcast. And if you found value in it, I'd be grateful for your 5-star review. Until tomorrow, bring a new thought to your life today.